you very much, Madam Chair. I don't have, you know, too much to add. I just wanted to emphasize this approach of prevention related to the investment of the ability of governments and communities to absorb and therefore manage crisis themselves. Therefore, it's an approach which directly connects prevention to peace building. You are actually building the resilience and the ability of the institutions to manage crisis situations. And by doing so, you contribute to prevent escalation and to strengthen the ability to resist tensions and resist shocks, which in the end is what we need, because the political and security dynamics that may have led to such crisis, even if through the classic prevention work that you do through diplomacy, can be of short term, short lived. It takes also a lot of time to resolve some of the most protracted situation. And in the end, you need, during that period, to be able to address the situation, the humanitarian consequences, but also, to preserve or to strengthen the ability of communities to go on. And the investment I just mentioned, I think, into both, the capacities of the states, of the national committees, and directly of civil society and communities to address through education, through technical expertise, through mapping, through the surveys, definitely strengthens, and preserves the humanitarian space that was referred to previously in the discussion. So that's what I just wanted to add at this point.
Thank you very much.